Introducing Face to Face with Success, a series of bite-sized interviews with interesting South Africans.
I'm Charlotte Kilbane, and this is Face to Face with Success. I'm at the Milnerton Flea Market on a very blustery Sunday morning, waiting for Andile Dielwane. He's the ceramicist behind the wildly successful Imiso brand. If you haven't seen his ceramics, you're really missing out. They're elegant and beautiful, drawing in traditional African design elements and fusing them with clean contemporary lines. So you can imagine the slightly moth-eaten Milnerton Flea Market seems like an incongruous place to meet.
Usually why coming here is, yes, for stuff that we may want or like, or just, or sometimes to find inspiration, or sometimes some of the tools that I use, it's like found from these old tools that the guys using, selling, or it could be, you know, like anything that I find useful for what I do, or inspiration or something like that.
Andile's brought along his wife Alexis, who's also his main creative collaborator and his muse. She chips in here and there as we chat, and they finish each other's thoughts seamlessly. We weave our way through the stalls, and Andile and Alexis are like magpies, searching for things that could be used in the next great design. Nothing escapes their attention. Old typewriter keys, buttons, found objects. Each one has a story, and for Andile, creation is all about stories.
I come from, you know, the Eastern Cape, the country, and it's a very community where you have your great parents, your parents and everything. So there's always stories told. I lived true stories. I lived, everything that I've learned was true stories, and it's history. You know, it's important for me that whatever that I do, it's honest to myself. It's my story. It's my journey. It's my experience. For every mark that is made into a vessel, it's based on an object collected at a certain place, and then I have a story for that. Or for every mark, it's based on the music that I would have listened to, a conversation that I've had with Alexis or with someone in the street or with someone that I've met.
So every piece has some kind of story, and the story of Imiso is a really cool one. It's been 10 years since Andile and four friends started Imiso.
Then we registered the company and we looked at us, we're like, oh, well, funny enough, all from the Eastern Cape, young, black, you know, and it's... They had just as the democracy started, everyone is saying, you know, like, this is a right story and, you know, we can do this ourselves. And then we realize, you know what, as much as we all from the Eastern Cape and everything, but from how our upbringing or you know, with this Ubuntu and you go to school and then you get a job and then you support back your family, you know, that kind of thing. And it's quite amazing. But then we realize, you know what, it's quite hard for us because we also have been working, we've already had these responsibilities. Now, we're going to have to cut ties when we're starting our own business. We can't be supporting our families. We didn't have any black role model that we could go to, finding out how, that we knew at least, how we can go about this. So we wanted to be the role models. We wanted to be the people that people can go to. So Imiso comes from the Xhosa word, Ngom, so that means tomorrow. So Imiso is a plural of the, it's a tomorrow's, working today for the better tomorrow, you know, that kind of thing. So we wanted, that's how we started this, because when we started the business, we didn't have anything of ourselves to say, you know, like working capital. So we couldn't go to our parents and say, can you give me some 10,000 rand? Oh. So we had to borrow some money from them, and then they tell you, next month I need the money because I have to pay this and that and that.
With little by way of capital, the founders really had to hustle. They used the deposit from their first order to buy kilns and bootstrapped their business from there. The sense of rootedness and community comes through often as we speak. Andile is very much a Xhosa man. He knows where he comes from, and he lives Ubuntu. For him, success is a shared thing. It's not something you claim for yourself.
Success will be when you yourself are happy and feeling that you are fulfilled with what you're doing, and it is doing a very good impact in your environment, in the people that are surrounding you, in the people that, on your community in that way, and you're not regretting any of what you're doing. So in that way, that whatever that you do as a human being trying to be successful, your success is not only your success, but for everyone who is part of you or part of your journey and who's following you and who's influenced by your way of doing things, how you behave, how you do things and in your profession, in your livelihood, in basically anything.
We went to bury Andile's father about a week or two ago, and it's amazing how only when the whole entire community is together and people from Cape Town went up to the funeral, where you realize that people view you in such high esteem. There's such an important role that he plays. He himself and his brothers and his sisters and everybody in his family plays within that community as a respected family. And it only comes from, I think, what your parents and what your community's given you growing up, having that ability also to think of other people and have respect for others and put it into everything you do. So yeah, so it's a large part of being successful is also, yes, thinking about other people.
It's been a pretty wild year for Andile and Imiso. He was awarded the Southern Guild Icon Award for design and was headhunted for a solo exhibition by a prestigious New York gallery.
I was not expecting to be called, when they say Icon Award, they started, you know, saying about this person has achieved this and this and globally here, locally this and da-da-da and da-da-da. I had no association with me, but somehow there was a reason. I was like, okay, that sounds like me, but obviously that can't be me, you know. When they said my name, I was like, what? No way. I almost fainted, like, you know. Before that, then I got this call that I've been selected by this gallery in New York who wanted, to do a group exhibition of different designers in South Africa or Africa, so to say. But then they eventually opted that they would just have me as to the solo exhibition, and you know, and it's an amazing platform.
That energy is, it doesn't deplete, it doesn't disappear. It's only a matter of time and doing everything that you have to do in the day, and you know, one day at a time, and it's all a build up towards where that energy finally gets that, you know, that vuma.
It's planting a seed, because you plant a seed and then you leave it there. You can do the watering and, you know, and preparing the soil and everything, and then you yourself as the soil and the ground that the seed has fallen into. So, and then there comes a time where you had no control, because I think there comes a time where you have to just sit and wait. And then come the waiting, there's rain, there's storm, there's every other thing.
And you go on with
and then
what
you go
you
on
with
what you have to go on, and then eventually the seed is going to come out when it needs to, when it has to.
So what does this creative power couple have to say to people who want to make it the way they have?
Be honest to yourself as to what it is that you want and what it is that you want to share with the world. And then once you know that, you know, it's important that you know that you're not an island, you come from a community. So whatever that you do and what you want to do, you'll be able to do it if you're doing it knowing that you need to have a support, like have people that you will share this and they will guide you as to how you can go about it. But you're the leader in knowing it, knowing what you want to do. But that support, professional or spiritual, otherwise, it's very important. Mm-hmm. And once you get it, then you don't stop. So you need to just continue being honest, yes, and continue knowing and creating this network and the support and sustain them, because you're going to continue needing them. Because as you're growing, and as you continue succeeding, so you're gonna need strength and discipline in order for you to be able to carry all of those things.
Dream. Hold those dreams that are positive dreams that help other people, you know, in your whatever you're doing, you know, it's gonna be helping someone realize their dreams. Or just by even in conversation, a little thing with a conversation with someone else who's looking for advice about something. You know, share willingly. Exactly, share. Be grateful, dream, share.
If you want to know more about Andile's journey and the work that Imiso does, check out their website, www.imiso.co.za. Join us next time for more on what making it really means as we bring you Face to Face with Success.